Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast is number 675. The topic is training, and the title is Advice to My Younger Self. I actually saw this concept of this on Facebook today, and it was a friend of mine posted something along the lines of what advice would you give to your younger self, and it was in more so in regards to like life advice. But it got me thinking about training advice, and I've talked to a bunch of high school athletes. I've trained high school athletes for like Division I sports scholarships, and I've also advised high school athletes for various reasons, whether it's nutrition, whether it's other kind of sport related training, anything like that. And a lot of times now that I'm 36, which isn't old in my opinion, but it is old to them. So I'm roughly like almost 20 years older than them. So it's a neat age, I believe, at 36, where I'm a little younger than their parents, but a little older than them. So I've had some life and some experience where I can give them advice, but it feels more like a peer giving advice than a parent. So I think sometimes they're a little more open to that. So while I'm at this stage in my life, I'll go ahead and take advantage of it. And when I do train high school athletes and even young college ones, I will give them advice based on experiences I had early in my training that now looking back, I wish I would have done things a little bit different. And the five things that I picked today are going to be a little bit including nutrition, styles of training, the structure of your training, kind of the overall process, and then just kind of in general thoughts. So there's a little bit of specifics, a little bit of generality, but I believe it's all helpful information, and it's things that I do wish I would have known when I started lifting weights when I was 16. So the first tip we have is match your food to your training. So when I was 15 years old, my 15th birthday, I started on my kind of health and happiness journey, and I started doing push-ups and sit-ups every single day, and I did a very good job for the whole year. I only missed 10 days. On my 16th birthday, my parents gifted me and blessed me with a weight training set, so I took over half the garage, and I started lifting weights. At that time, I knew nothing about nutrition, and I was actually eating very little at the time. I was eating only like 500, 600 calories a day, maybe only one meal. And I was trying to burn off all the calories after that meal because I thought it would help me lose fat. I didn't recognize that I needed calories just to be alive. I thought if I, you know, burned off all the calories I ate, my body would have to eat off body fats. That would get me thin and or lean. And then I thought the act of lifting weights was what built muscle. I didn't know you needed food to build muscle. I just thought if you lifted weights, the muscle grew. And here I didn't know that the building blocks of how it grew, the material of it growing, was food. So for example, if I want a brick house, I have to have bricks. If I want muscle, I have to have food. I didn't know that. So I was eating very little. And for 2.5, almost 3 years, I ate only like 500, 600 calories a day and trained my ass off. And I never really saw any progress whatsoever. Then when I was 18 years old, I said, fine, you know, if I can't be lean, then let me at least be fat but big muscles. So I started eating everything under the sun. And since I had spent so long restricted, my body soaked up everything as body fat. And I went ahead and I gained weight. I went from 165 up to over 200, 205 pounds, I believe, relatively quickly. And it was all fat, and then it took me a long time to kind of work that fat down as I built new muscle and rebuilt my overall metabolism, none of which I knew at the time that that was actually what I was doing. So it was a really slow, pathetic journey for probably the first 8 years or so of my nutrition and training history. So what I ended up achieving in 8 years, I probably with healthy food could have gotten in maybe two years. So I really, really, really wish I would have known at that time what I know now, which is to match your food to your training. I want to adjust my calories, my calorie total, based on my activity. So if I have high activity that day, I want to have high calories. If I have low activity, I want to have low calories. That is important that there's some variation in calories based on my variation of activity. And this would even be true if I wanted to build muscle, and it's even true if I want to lose fat. You want to, if you lose fat, if that's your goal, you want to be at a very small deficit, maybe only about 10 to 15% below your daily needs, but your daily needs are different if you have an active day versus a non-active day. So learning how to manipulate calories helps. Then, what are calories made up of is pretty much carbohydrates, fats, and protein. Your carbohydrates and fats will be chosen based on the activity you're doing at the moment of the meal. If it's a high active time, I want to have carbohydrates because they digest faster and they get my bloodstream faster. If it's a low active time, I want to eat fats as my energy source of the meal, because that has a better chance to not have such a quick digestion, where if I'm not being active and using that rate of digestion, it decreases the amount of surplus I would have. Then protein is based on muscle damage. If I have a lot of muscle damage because I just got done working out, I want higher protein. If I haven't worked out yet today, or if I didn't even work out the day before, there's not going to be a lot of muscle damage, therefore I don't need as much protein. And that'll also help me regulate my calories. So that would be my first tip to myself in how I would have made absolutely the most progress from my training would have been to know how to match my food to my training. When I wanted to lose weight, what was the proper deficit? When I wanted to build muscle, what was the proper surplus? Again, you only need a small surplus, 5, maybe 10% surplus. And making sure the protein is well timed when you have muscle damage. And that allows you to build muscle tissue but not accrue a lot of fat. So these are things that I get to help my clients do that I sure as hell wish I would have been able to do whenever I was starting out. So that would be my first tip. And it by far is the most significant, most important tip, is to match your foods to your training. Then, the second tip I'd give myself is to stimulate, not annihilate. This phrase was taken from Lee Haney, who's one of the best Mr. Olympias ever. So he won it, I believe, 8 times. So he's tied with Ronnie Coleman as the winning it the most times. And a phrase he brought up in his training was, your only purpose or goal in training is to stimulate the change you want. You don't want to annihilate your body and beat the living crap out of yourself and just destroy everything. So that is counterproductive to your overall goal, because when you're in training, what you're trying to do is trying to create a demand of change for the body. The body would then make that change by first repairing what was damaged and then by building new structures to prevent future damage. What's important then to remember is you want to have an ability of your body to not only repair what you damaged, but to be able to have excess above that to be able to create new. If you beat your body up and dig a hole too deep, your body has to put all of its effort into just replacing the hole that was built, like that was dug, rather than building new structures. So you just want to get into the gym, you want to stimulate the changes you need, and then move on. Each workout, you do not get to reach your goal one workout at a time. Meaning, I can't reach everything I want to reach physically by absolutely destroying myself in today's training. It's workouts added up over time, collectively, that lead to your goal. So now, at 20 years of lifting, I do fully understand that if I stimulate enough for my body to grow, and there is capability for me to do a little bit more, oh well, I'll save that for tomorrow. What I've found time and time again is that when I had a great day and I did too much, it was then followed by multiple bad days or small aches and pains or things that forced me to hold myself back. So I might have gotten 100% out of one day, but then only got 50 to 60% out of the next 2 or 3. What I've learned now is to just do 90. Do what you need to do, okay? Now that could be considered 100%. You did 100% of what was needed, but it might not be 100% of what you're capable of. So instead of going to 100% of what you're capable of, do 100% of what you need. Now that can take time to learn, and not everybody knows that, and it's trial and error. Now, you can get a trainer to help, because we can tell you what is the right amount. But if you're learning this on your own, it is going to be trial and error. If you have an awesome workout, and you notice that the next workout or two are kind of hindered because of that one, then you need to learn to pull back. However, if you have a great workout and you know that there's a little bit more you could have done, but the next time you come in, you do the same thing. There's maybe a little bit more, but I had a good workout. Next time, same thing. Maybe a little bit more, but I had a great workout. What you're building then is a series of progressive good workouts. If that actually produces results, then you're doing a good job. But if you're coming in, you're training, and you feel like you're training adequately, but you're not really getting great results, then you have to question that maybe I do need to train a little bit more. So you train at the intensity that produces results, but not anymore. Get the stimulus you need, and then get out of the gym. Third piece of advice is small things before big things. It's the importance of building a foundation. You want to build up your small muscles, your supportive muscles for the joints, your small muscles, your supportive muscles for the movements. So if I want to be a good deadlifter, I can't just deadlift, deadlift, deadlift. I do need to deadlift to become good at deadlifting. But if that's the only thing I do is just big, heavy deadlifts, I'm going to grow my strongest muscles and continue to avoid my weakest ones, as my body just uses the strongest pathway it can produce. And over time, the discrepancy of strong ones to weak ones gets bigger and bigger. As that discrepancy increases, I then will either plateau and or get an injury. So it's important to build your small things. Make sure the muscles around your joints, the muscles around your knees, your ankles, your hips, your mid-back, like thoracic spine, your shoulder blades, your shoulders themselves, your abs, your lower back. Make sure all that is strong and you can support yourself. Make sure you can do body weight movements very well before you then worry about loading yourself with even heavier weight. If you focus on the small things, you'll build a big foundation. And that'll eventually allow you to do even bigger and bigger big things. If you try to jump to the big things right away with a small foundation, they don't end up being very big things. They're kind of pathetic compared to what you really could have done. And or you get injured. So think of a pyramid. A pyramid is only ever as tall as it is wide. Your big things, your one rep maxes, your big proud Instagram social media type accomplishments are only directly possible to how much time you spend on the small things, on the hidden things that we'd never normally share on Instagram and social media. It's not fun to see the warm-ups, but it is fun to see a one rep max. Make sure you're not only doing what is seen on social media. Make sure you're still getting in the small movements. You're still building your stabilizers and bracers. This will help in the long run to give you the best results possible. Then, number four, the fourth piece of advice I would have is process over progress. Meaning, it's important to focus on the process of what's happening, not on the progress, the results of what's being achieved. The reason why it's important to focus on the process is it helps you learn and adjust. The more you learn from this process, you then have more information to apply to future processes. So if I have a goal of dieting for, say, 10 weeks, don't just slam through the 10 weeks waiting to see what happens at the very end. Pay attention to the day-to-day. Develop willpower. Develop discipline. Learn how you feel based on different foods. Learn the process. Then, whether you do or don't get results this time, you'll know how to do better next time. So focusing on the process of your goals is actually more valuable than simply just staring at the progress, the results, and waiting for them to come. The last tip, number five, is slow and steady wins the next race. Yep, so not slow and steady wins the race, slow and steady wins the next race. What that means is, often, if you take all the shortcuts and you try to achieve a goal as quickly as possible, say losing 30 pounds in 30 days, you can do that. You can achieve one thing fast. But what is hindered then for future processes? So too many calorie-restrictive, over-cardiovascular diet styles, fat loss styles, what they do over time is they slow your metabolism down. They make fat loss harder and harder and harder for the future, and they make it harder and harder and harder to maintain a low body fat percentage. So that might win this weight loss moment, but it'll ruin the next one, set you up for failure on the next one. So doing things right, focusing on the process, doing the small things before the big things, doing only what's needed in your workouts to stimulate the change, and then matching your food to your training. Doing it the right way, even if it's slow, is by far the best way. Because you get results in the moment, and you actually set yourself up to continue to be able to produce results in future moments. So do not ruin tomorrow by being rushed today. So those are my five pieces of advice that I would give to my younger self. Match your food to your training. Stimulate, not annihilate. Small things before big things. Process over progress. And slow and steady wins the next race. I hope that you can hear the importance or the benefits of these pieces of advice, and that you apply them to your training. Learn from my mistakes before you make your own and can't give back and can't make a change. So I've corrected these to now in what I do now, sure. But where I am today, I could have been there a lot faster. Could have been there with less injuries. I could have maybe learned more even by this time in my life. There was possibilities for things to have been better. I can't fix that. I can't address that. But anyone who takes my advice can address that in their life. Prevent themselves from having to be in my position saying the same things later on. So, I wish you the best. I hope you achieve absolutely everything that you want to achieve in your life. And I hope it actually takes some work, though, because it helps build character. But if you want any help in the journey, if you have any questions, you want some more information, you want support, you want help with accountability, programming, anything at all, you can reach out to us at our website at www.brutalirongym.com. We have our different services, and there's also an email function at the bottom of the page. But you are not alone. We will be able to support you. Anything you need to know at all, we're always happy to help. Then you can always email us directly at our email at brutalirongym@gmail.com. We're here. We want you to be successful, and we're happy to help you on your way. Learn from my 20 years of lifting, 18 years of being a personal trainer, 2,000 plus client history. I taught the university level for 7 years, teaching exercise physiology and weight training classes. Learn from my experience. I've made a ton of mistakes that I can help you avoid. So if you need anything, let us know. I hope this advice was helpful. Please apply it to your training. And I hope it just all works out well. So if there's anything you need at all, just let us know. So thank you for listening. And if you think the podcast is helpful, whether it's this one specifically or any of our podcasts, feel free and feel encouraged to share the podcast with anybody you know. The more healthy, happy information we can share, the more healthy and happy lives people can live. Also, if you like this information, you can find more from us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at the name Brutal Iron Gym. And if you have any questions, feedback, or suggestions, we'd always love to hear from you. The podcast is for you. So we want to know what you want to learn about. You can tell us at our email, brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.